Hello and welcome to Wit and Grace. I'm your host and today's topic is me. I promise I won't be talking about myself every single time, but I figured you may want to know a little bit more about the person behind the microphone and the person you're going to be listening to. So that's what this podcast is going to be about. Thank you for being here and let's get going. So my name is Florence Witt and I was born and raised in France. I came to the United States after high school, and I came directly to college. I graduated in about 3.5 years with a political science major. I married my best friend about 1.5 years out of college, and we're the parents to 9 children, and I'm a grandmother to 3. What are my qualifications for doing a podcast? Absolutely none, unless you count life experience. It just seems like I've had people come to me throughout life that ask me questions about parenting or some of the choices, life choices I've made. And I decided that maybe I could just share them to a broader audience. But mainly the goal of this podcast for me is that through very hard times, there's nothing worse than feeling alone. Feeling like you're the only one. That there is nowhere to go. And I have been in that place. To have a person when you're in that, what I call the pit, to have one person that hears you and gets you, to whom you're not transparent. And even though they may not have the answer, just to be heard and seen makes all the difference. And I really wanted to do that for someone, even if it's just one person. That's all. If I can make a difference in one person's life that feels completely alone, completely overwhelmed by life, or whatever it may be, and yet, by listening to the podcast, it makes a difference in their life, then I will have accomplished what I meant to do. So really, I'm no different than you. My struggles may not be yours, but I have them. My joys may not be yours either, but they don't need to be. Life hands us all a mixed bag of joy and sorrow, and not every bag looks the same, but each bag is guaranteed to contain both happiness and hardship. Also, I have always attracted people who struggle, who have questions and want a listening ear. What I really want to do is to do for others what I wish I had received in my time of struggle. A few months back, I realized that there were a lot of people who struggle in silence, who feel they have nowhere to go. In a day and age when we can be in touch with anybody at all times and anywhere in the world, people have never felt so alone. And that's not just me saying it. There are studies which shows us that. I have a heart to help people, as paltry as my assistant may be. I know that I can reach one. And that's enough. I'd want this place to be a safe place, a place where once a week some of you can feel heard and know that you're not alone. I want this place to be fun as well. What are the subjects that I will be covering? Motherhood, body acceptance, self-acceptance, motivation, and so much more. What's in the name? Well, I have never been very good at picking names, and I really kind of struggled. So the Witt part is a wink to my last name. My last name is Witt. And it's a way to tip my hat to humor. You have to be able to laugh in life or you will just fall apart. And moreover, laughing feels good. When is the last time you had a belly laugh until you cried? Felt awesome, right? So the Witt part kind of refers to that. As to the grace part, in my opinion, that's the only way to go through life. In reality, we're all breathtaking, perfect, imperfect human beings. We make messes, a lot of them. And most of the time we make them without even knowing we've made a mess. Kind of like, you know, toddlers, spilled milk, mud on the clean floor, holes in a new shirt. That's kind of how we are throughout life. So in reality, while our physical form changes quite a bit, we're still messy toddlers tromping through life. Grace makes it easier. Giving grace to others because they will make messes, and extending grace is a wonderful way just to live, but also because we like to receive grace. When we step on toes without meaning to, or we just make a mess, we spill the milk. We want grace. We don't want someone yelling at us and badgering us. We just want someone who says, "Yeah, I get it. I've made messes before. I've spilled the milk too." So for me, grace is a give and take. Extend grace, receive grace. And that's how I came up with the name, Within Grace. For this podcast, for the first one, I asked on my Facebook page and some people had questions they want to ask me. My best friend had a lot of very good pointed questions, which I felt need a whole podcast on their own. They really got me thinking, and I really couldn't answer them all like that, and it would take a long time right now to answer them. So I think I may have her on the show and have her ask the questions, and I will answer them directly to her. But because she's a bit of a smart aleck, and I said, "Those are kind of hard questions that really get me thinking," she asked me an easy one. "What's your favorite color?" In truth, my favorite color has changed through the years. In my late teens, early 20s, I was into the black thing, black and white. And then I went to red. I really like red. And then I was into pink. Lately, I've been into blue. So I'd say right now, if I was asked what my favorite color is, I'd have to say blue, especially turquoise. So that wraps it up for today. Thank you for listening. I know your time is precious and there are many, many demands on your time. And I really appreciate you being here. I am grateful for you and I hope we'll have a wonderful partnership. If you want to know more about me, you can go to my website at florencewitt.org. It's florencewitt.org. Thanks for listening and until next time.